Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of the Hoodoo Voodoo Education and the Root Work Spot. Yes, this is your host, Queen D, and I'm back. Happy to be back. Happy to know that some of you out there have truly seen lessons and know them when you see them. I would like to thank all of my listeners, all of my followers. I thank you. I thank you so much for giving me that support. And as for the snoopers, they can go on, and you know what I say about them. They never hear anything good. So everybody that's around a snooper right now, bend over, pat, pat, kiss, kiss. I'm not going to say the words this evening. Okay, let's talk. Let's talk about evilness within the church. Look, I want to tell you something. Yes, spirituality, which that's what this show is, spirituality. That gives the church to. The church is really within you. But the building is where you go to fellowship and hear the word of God. It is not for you to go in when the music's playing. You want to act like you're saved or you got a point to prove. It's not for you to shake your butt all over the church. It is not for you to sit there and talk about somebody else down the row from you, in front of you, or on the side. You should be listening to the message that's being put out. You should be listening to the preacher as he preaches, the music. Some people, most people, are touched by God's music. We got someone that's sitting in the church plotting on what to do to somebody else. And that's evilness. You don't even need to be in the church if you're going to do that. You know, there's a situation that was with a married couple. People was jealous because they was married, and they're sitting on the other side of the church plotting to hurt the woman. Where are they going? They're going straight to hell. That's exactly where they're going. But I'm going to tell you something. You don't worry about what somebody else is doing. You worry about you. Don't worry about the other person, example, picking the nose or picking the fingernails or what they have on their feet, what they have on their head, how the head is done. That is not the church, the building where you have to go and worship. You know, people should join together instead of trying to destroy each other. This is what I'm saying. The love of God is in my heart. Even though I do the work that I do, it's in my heart. It depends on how you do it. That's the thing. Now, God has a lot to do with voodoo, witchcraft. There are good things that can be done with magic. Real good things. Example, saving a person's life whose sickness is not meant, is not of God. Getting rid of it. Saving a person's home. That's part of it. Helping someone to keep their job because they need it. They got a wife. They got about 3 or 4 children at home, and they need their job. Today's economy, the bosses, they do not care as long as their work is done. These people don't care about you. Don't think that you are favored by them. Because more than likely, they don't have God in their heart. that you can do evil and expect good things to come to you. The devil will make it look like you're getting on top. But once he gets you out there, he's going to leave you hanging. And who you're going to cry to, you're going to cry to God. Dear Lord, in the name of Jesus, please help me. In the name of Jesus, please get me out of this. I promise you, Lord, I will come to your house of worship. I will go to church. The church is within you, your temple, your holy temple. Laying on that bed in the hospital, thinking that you're going to die because you've done too many drugs. You're crying to God. But see, some people, they don't listen. God gives you a message when things like this happen. And then when it's all over with, you're back doing the same things again. That's not helpful to you. So I hope that you got a little message from that, because it is so true. Oh, there's a big gathering coming. It's going to be a gathering because God is coming back. Jesus is coming back. And it's going to be a gathering because everyone is going to be judged on that day, that very day. And no one knows when God is coming back. No one knows. Not even the angel in heaven knows when he's coming back. There's so many people that are downhearted because of the wicked things that people do to draw money to them. Do not fret over the wicked schemes that others do. You do good. You strive. You do well. Stay in the prayer. Yes, stay in your Bible. Don't point and pick at somebody else's children. They're minding their own business. They can go to the store if they want to. You don't have to eyeball their bag. More than likely, you're one of those ones on drugs. But you can sit, point, and pick at the neighbor's children. You can sit, point, and pick at the elderly. You can point and pick at anybody that you want to. And I'm going to tell you something else. Just because somebody took you in and say that you're a family mama, give you a house to live in, hook you up with cable or whatever, does not mean that they are going to be a fool for you, because everything comes to an end. People dealing with the graveyard spirits. Okay, you don't know how to go out and correctly collect the graveyard dirt. There are some things that you do before you collect graveyard dirt. Yes, I'm going into this work now. And for anyone to send you into the graveyard, you listen exactly to what they say, because one slip up can mess you up. And if you go on this on your own, Lord have mercy on you. Because there's no telling what you're dragging back from their graveyards. There's many things you see when you go into the graveyard. I want you to take a look when you go and check on your loved ones. You see whiskey sitting there. You see a bunch of coins sitting there. Oh, anything. You can see bananas on. I have actually seen bananas on a grave. That's an offering to the spirit. See, offerings go like this. It's not always coins, it's not always whiskey, but it could be the things that they love in life. If that spirit, excuse me, I am sipping on milk, and it's not alcoholic, so don't put that out there. I love the Screen Slander. Okay, now, when you're in the graveyard, and you're doing this kind of work. See, some things work with the stuff that the spirits liked when they were living. Yes. If they loved fruit, there's fruit left, but it's always another payment behind that. Letters to the dead, ponds and rivers near the graveyard, probably down the street from it. This is something I'm going to tell you about, and if you're crazy enough to go out there and do this without a work of guidance, that is on you. A letter to the dead explaining the problems and the situations that you are in can't be put in that water. Okay, but you have to do something at that graveyard first. This is why I tell everybody, if your worker didn't tell you to do this, lay off. Because you're going to hurt yourself real bad. Now, I want to talk about something else. Starting your work. Okay, you've already talked to the worker. They have told you what to do. Let's say they told you to set lights. Lights can be candles, an oil lamp, anything. Do exactly what they tell you to do. Everything should be done in quiet, not with a bunch of noise around you, not with a bunch of rap music or whatever. See, that's a distraction. You have to be focused when you begin. And when you end it, if it's candles that have to go out, do not blow those candles out. You snuff it out. You can wet your fingers. If you got a candle snuffer, you do that. But never blow the candle out, because that will mess up the whole thing. Even preachers that burn candles, even if they're scented, oh, they snuff it out. Wise, watching things around you, everywhere you go, watch. When you're at home, watch. If you pray, you have to watch. Watch what's going on. Watch people, watch things, especially the floors, the grounds that you walk on. Watch. And I bet that you will see different things, and you would be amazed at how many people is doing this right here. It doesn't matter what it is, hoodoo, voodoo, centuria, demonology, Satanism, Haitian voodoo. I can go down the list. People say that's not much, but yes, it is. You're just ignorant to it. And being ignorant to it makes you make mistakes. You know, I've worked cases where I have repeated myself and repeated myself with directions. Face to face or on the phone, I have repeated myself. And then they still go and do the wrong thing. And when things don't come fast enough or don't come at all, they're whining. There's no need to whine because you didn't follow directions. And we know when you didn't do it at all because you have no results, no movement. Cleansings. If we tell you of cleansings, you have to listen to us closely so that you don't make a mistake. You know that eggs, black hen eggs, whatever, draw spirits if you do something the wrong way. You don't want to draw the wrong spirit. You see, things don't have to be like that. See, it's a thing called listening, opening your mind up. Because if you don't do it, you can be in a lot of turmoil. Okay, let's move on. Because I have gotten a lot of points across within the last few minutes, and I feel good. I feel so light. Okay. Now, as for that Buckeye thing that somebody was asking me about, You can't just dress that bug eye and put it in the bag and sprinkle whatever we tell you to sprinkle on it and stick it in your purse. Those things have to be talked to. And really, you shouldn't be working with the bug eye because that is the worker's job, and they give you the bag, and you anoint it, what, every 7, every 9, some people every 13 days. There's a toby to be carried on you. Speaking of bags, there's a toby to be carried on you for protection. Never let anybody see these things because everything could be ruined. First, it caused talks, and then for some people, the other person that saw it, they're going to try to destroy it. So why let your secret be seen? You don't even tell your family members about certain things. Now let's the whole family is working together on something, like moving a generational curse. Every person in the family is cursed. Yes, that's when you share among those people. Don't tell outsiders. And don't come to us with a busload of people that you went all over town telling about this, and they want to go to the same person. Because an argument will break out. One is going to think the other is doing something to them. One is going to think that the other is getting more results than them. Yes. So it's best to come by yourself. You could be bringing your enemy. That's the enemy. You could be bringing your enemy. And we'll recognize it right away. Some people won't even take your case when you do things like that. You think you're doing yourself a favor by bringing more people. You're really doing yourself more harm than good. So that's something to think about. Seeing the unseen, knowing the unknown, that's us. The workers, the ones with gifts and gifts. Yes, gifts is the discerning of spirit. Gifts is being able to prophesy, speaking in tongues, knowing. That's in the Bible. But when we do work like this, we have unusual gifts. Yes, some of them are from the Bible, but we have very unusual gifts. And we can't go around talking about what gifts we have. But out here in this world, sometimes we have to let people know, you know, we're not stupid. We're one of the people that you go to. So stop your mess. Payment issues. Yes, there's payment. Yes, there's supplies to be getting. Sometimes electricity. Everything involved in this. And if we decide to work with you, if we decide to work with you, you have to hold up on your end of the bargain because midway we can decide, oops, we don't want to do this, or let's give them a taste of their own medicine. If you can't keep yourself going, don't even contact us. You know you can't keep it going. That's just like knowing you don't have any money, but you go into the store. And some people, Lord, they steal. But you go into the store anyway. Why go into a store and you don't have the funds, the money to pay for what you want? There's no such thing as looking around. There's no such thing as window shopping because there's always somebody out there to try to target you and get you in trouble. Going to matters of the law. Then you're going to need somebody to get you out of the mess, get you out of jail, stop that case so you won't go to prison. Yes, that's where you mess up at. And I'm telling you, it's a crazy thing. See, people don't use their minds. Some don't. I'm not going to say everybody. There's some very intelligent people out here. But I'm going to tell you what. Some people feel that they have all the book sense in the world. They can get by. Book sense is no good without common sense. If you don't have common sense, you really don't have anything. But what I told you about that Buckeye, it is very true. You have to talk to that every day, as well as feed it on certain days. Oh, time goes by so fast. But I'm going to tell you this, too. Again, cinnamon is not to get rid of an enemy. Cinnamon is a very spicy herb that is used in money and love cases to speed it up. So is cinnamon, which is sweet. And it speeds things up. So, Tennessee, you have your answer on that. Now, frankincense and myrrh I've told you about. But it's one thing. Rose of Jericho. There's a special prayer you say with that, and it's not a Mexican prayer. It's not a Hispanic prayer. It's a prayer to Almighty God. There's only one God. And you pray to him when that plant opens up. All of you know what I'm talking about. That's the resurrection plant. Jesus rose on the third day. But that water that you use to put that plant in can be sprinkled around your home or around your shop to increase your business. That's Rose of Jericho, the resurrection plant. See, people love to call it Jericho because that's the tax thing. It's the resurrection plant. I don't know why I'm repeating this to you all. But somebody needs this plant. Okay. Copying the person that you think is dressing slutty. Every time you see this person, you have to say something about the shoes. You have to say something about the dress, the top. And really, it's none of your business. I'm putting it that way. None of your business. And you should not be talking about somebody the way that they dress. It's on the inside. It's what's inside that counts. And I'm telling you that as a friend, and I'm telling you that as a worker. Because some people take it to heart when they find out they've been talked about. And they come to people like me for revenge. So you have to be careful. Let's talk about our stores. Let's just say if you're a lottery player, not saying that it's bad, but if you're a lottery player and you're asked the question, have you won since I rang your ticket? Oh, okay, think about it. Stop right there and think about it. Then when you go to run them the next time, oh, it's not coming out. And you hear the machine, but they're filling all under that counter. They have a trick for you. They're jealous of you, and they have a trick for you. You leave it right there where it is. Do not touch anything. See, you have to let people know where you're coming from. You could say something like, oh, wow, I know what you do. I know exactly what you do. You run to people like that, or you run to people like me. But the best thing to do, if you're being led, take your special ingredient out there and throw it directly in their face. There's nothing that they can do about it, and it won't come off either. I'm not going to tell you what it is. Because I'd have to explain how you make it up. And you can make a mistake. But you talk to your worker about that one. Dealing with a whole lot of drama can really kill you. And I'm telling you that as an advisor. Stress will kill you. Stress will make you think that someone is doing something to you. Stress will make you think that you're going to die. And many people do die with stress. Free your heart. Free it. Because if you don't, it's going to take over. See, stress is of the devil. Fear is of the devil. So please take that to heart. Everything that I said. Excuse me. Sipping the milk. And another thing. Stop trying to spy on people. If they ride or walk up the road or whatever, leave them alone. You don't know what they do. You don't know what they are. So you need to leave them alone. And leave their guests alone. Their guests could be their children. And when you mess with children, that's still like a millstone around your neck. The heaviest one that you can carry. This is not a laid-back day. This is a getting serious day because many of you are not serious. You're plotting. Plotting to get over on somebody else. And that's not cool. That's not the thing to do. You need to lighten up because no one is playing. People rather go this route than to play with you, than to put up with your mess. And then the next thing you know, you are without nothing. Nobody. Nobody in your life. You can't live alone here on this earth. Let good people into your life and see what happens to you. Casket. I forget people, casket. Don't bring a casket into your home. Why would you get a casket and bring it into your home? Now, I know all about that conjure. You're supposed to build that casket with wood. And you're supposed to lay that image in there with the name on it. I'm not going to tell what else goes in it. But you're bringing the caskets in your home trying to kill people. And it's going to turn on you because you heard somebody else that way. You can go get caskets and you can do that. You need guidance if you're going to do something that evil. You need guidance. And that's the guidance of a worker. Anybody that have questions, you can call me after the show. Anybody that didn't hear everything, you can go back and listen to it. But I had to get this out here today, this day. Those are very powerful messages, and I hope that everybody listens. If I stepped on toes, I'm not apologizing because I'm not going to hold my tongue on anything. Well, well. This is at the conclusion. And I hope that everybody enjoy the rest of their weekend. I hope that you enjoy the rest of your week. I hope that what I have said today sticks with you and you think about it. I did give one positive. Okay. And to my beautiful family, Mama, I love you. You're an important part of my life. All of you are. Till next week. Goodbye.